Well,
hello
everybody. Happy Sunday. You have tuned in to the Angel Scoop, and I'm super excited to have this radio show. I'm so excited. I'm an angel therapy practitioner slash coach, and you guys are probably going, what the heck is that? But that's fine. You'll figure this out by the end of the show. And I'm really here, my intention for this show is to just be able to teach people a tool to use to be able to manifest their best life. It's something that I've learned a couple years ago, and it works splendidly, and it's simple, and it's easy, and I'm going to even take some live callers off the line for anybody that would like a release. So what are we talking about? What I'm talking about today is manifesting your dreams. To live your best life. And I think we all dream and we all have aspirations and goals, and we might find ourselves going, well, why aren't we achieving them? Like, it just seems like a dream. And that's not what this is about. What this is about is taking your wishes, your wants, everything that, you know, your soul, what do you want in your life? What do you want? This is about taking that and using a technique that is so simple and so easy and so efficient that you can actually release some old programs and blocks, free your life up, and then bring in the good stuff. So a little bit about me. I work with the angels. I actually studied under Dorian Virtue as an angel therapy practitioner. And in the last couple years, I have began my coaching practice. So actually, I am Coach Angel Michelle. And you can find me on bestlifesociety.com. Sorry about that. bestlifesociety.com. I'm one of the head trainers there, and I give classes and just lots of fun stuff going on there. So the really cool thing is I'm able to receive intuitive guidance. I'm able to tap into your energy field. And the cool thing is I can find your subconscious blocks and programs, because you probably aren't even aware of them. So the way it goes is this. From the age of 0 to 20, all of us have been programmed from our teachers, our parents, our siblings, our friends, our relatives, everything. And I know most of you guys know this stuff. This is pretty basic knowledge, but if you really understand it, you'll understand why this technique works. So 95% of our makeup is our subconscious mind. 95% runs the show unconsciously. And then the other 5% is your conscious mind. So guess what? We're going to talk to your subconscious mind today, because your conscious mind is not in control. Your subconscious mind, it has all the power. So what I'm going to do is explain to you the subconscious release technique, which is so cool. I think I said the word cool 3 times now. I apologize. I got to think of a better word. It's amazing. And what it is a simple breathing technique. And when I work with people, I do it all over the phone. So it's really cool because I can do it remote. Subconscious release technique. What it is we actually take a deep breath in. I immediately go into your energy field and tap in, and I can feel and find your blocks and your programs. And I can do it pretty instantaneously. And then once that happens, I will say a release out loud, and you will exhale and blow it out, whatever it is, just a subconscious belief or program. And then after that, I will give you a positive fill-up. So usually when I work with my clients, it can range from anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, and we really get in there, and I really peel that onion. And my clients and my students, their lives have been transforming. I could give you story after story after story. This is so powerful. So what I'd like to do right now is have you guys think for a moment, look inside yourself, and think about what your best life would look like. Like if you could wave a magic wand and you could manifest your best life, what would that mean to you? What kind of work would you do? Who would you be living with? Who wouldn't you be living with? Who are your friends? Where do you live? What do you drive? Where do you travel? Do you travel? That kind of stuff. Like, just jot it down, really top of the head, quick things. And it's pretty powerful, because if you know where you're going, you'll get there. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there. And I do find that writing it down makes a big difference, and I find writing it down in blue ink makes a big, big difference. I think what got me interested in this work, I was first an angel therapy practitioner, and I was doing angel card readings. I still do. And when I found out about this subconscious release technique, I was like, wow, I could combine this with my angel therapy work. It was like a perfect match. And that way, I can touch into the angels and feel and intuit the wisdom for you, you specifically, you. All right, so go ahead and finish up your list. And I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I'm going to hopefully be able to open up the caller line, because I want you to be able to call in, and I would be happy to give you a release. And I'm going to see if I can unmute this. Think about something that you're struggling with. What's up right now? Like, what's in your face? What are you struggling with? What's an issue that's popping up? That's the thing that we will release today. Okay, let me see if I can unmute this. Okay, I think we have, hang on 1 second, guys. All right. Just working in the switchboard. Okay. So I think I have a caller, 701 area code. Is there a 701? If it's you, just say hi. Hi, who are you? Where are you from? What do you want to work on today? I tell you got to be patient when you're doing technology. Let's see if I can. Caller, area code 641, are you there? Hello? Hello? I had the same issue the last time I did it. I don't know why, but I'll get it figured out. Let me see if I can get another number on here. Okay. Area code 504. Can you unmute yourself? Getting nowhere fast. Let me see here. I apologize, you guys. Okay. So anyhow, not seeming to get anywhere with that, but I'm just going to keep on going and share with you guys some techniques. I'm going to actually do a group release. I have a feeling that everybody that's on this call is probably experiencing something similar, because we're vibrating each other into our lives, if you understand the law of attraction. And so I'm going to pull a card, and this is a group card. This is for everybody. This is an angel card. And I'm shuffling my cards, and I'll let you know when one pops out. The angels guide perfectly and precisely. Okay. So the card reads, it's from Dorian Virtue's Angel Tarot card deck, and the card is the Nine of Earth, and the message to everybody is to enjoying life's little luxuries, spending quiet time alone, successful self-employment. Wow. That is awesome. Life's little luxuries. Think about that. Today I took a walk to the Botanic Gardens. I feel like flowers are life's little luxuries. It was absolutely beautiful. They had this lily pad pond that just was spectacular. And also that was my quiet time. So I think you guys can think about your lives. What are you doing for quiet time? Because you kind of have to go into a think tank. When you're self-employed and you want to have success, sometimes I believe once a week, especially on a Sunday, it's a really good time to go inside yourself, recalibrate, get quiet, just let the ideas flow, let the angels talk to you. And if you are an entrepreneur, if you are self-employed, it's a great time right now. Your guys are going to bust it out. You know, that is such a positive card. Well, they all are positive, to be honest with you. I don't do negative readings, so that's really nice. So let me give you a little further what the angels are saying. Talking about your self-reliance, wisdom, and restraint have paid off. You've done excellent work and prepared for this time in your life. This has provided you with the opportunity to take it easy and enjoy some luxuries. You value your own company. You find peace and contentment in your quiet time alone. You're pursuing deeper meaning in life, so you retreat inward for inspiration. Again, additional meaning for this card, successful self-employment, unexpected financial windfalls, the appreciation of nature and animals, home improvement, and redecorating. So if you have a botanic garden next to you, or if you happen to live near nature, it's a really good day to walk out there and just let Mother Earth download to you. You know, just be grateful. And gratitude is so important. We always talk about this in Best Life Coaching Society, that the more grateful you are, the more connected you are to Heavenly Father or Source or the universe, and the more you will create. So instead of complaining about what you don't have, switch your thinking to what you want. So that keeps you out of a danger zone. As soon as you start to complain inside your head, you're in dangerous land. Well, you're going to create what you don't want. So just keep that in mind. I know I have to flip my switch constantly because my mind wants to go to sunny places. But I've found over time that you create a new neural pathway, which is really nice, because then it will become more automatic, and we call it being unconscious consciously. So that's really what you have to look forward to. I'm going to see if I can unmute somebody here. I feel like somebody has something to say.
Is that me?
Yes. Hi. Who is this?
Hi.
Say hi and just
this
say who you
Mary
are.
This is Mary Hankey in Iowa. And I, Vanna told me about this call. And so I jumped on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
I love Vanna.
Yeah. Yes, we all do. She's awesome.
So, yeah, have you ever worked with subconscious release technique?
I don't know for sure, to be honest. I am an angel reader. I did take the course.
Really?
And from Maria Pace, who also took a course from Doreen Virtue, who studied under here. And so I am just signed up for another class called Transformation, which is another certificate, and I'm not sure exactly what that's going to be, but anyway, it's just always good to get a new perspective and listen to others and, you know, learn new things. And my son is out cutting with the chainsaw. It's kind of making me a little nervous, so I have to release that.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Take a deep breath in and out and blow that out. And don't look out the window.
How did you know I was looking out the window?
I'm an angel. What do you think, Mary? Yeah. So Mary, let's just go right for the jugular. What's going on in your life? Just, you know, it doesn't have to be a serious anything, or it could be, besides the chainsaw.
Yeah. Well, there's that, of course. You know, every day I try to put the white light around all three of my sons and my husband, and myself. I guess I'm really kind of in a transition right now. I love my angel reading. I do like health and wellness too, and I'm a veterinarian, so I have my own practice.
Ooh.
But I really just want to do medicine and surgery with that. I don't want to do all the other things that you have to do with the business. And mm-hmm. so the person that works for me is very good, but there's things that she just doesn't want to do. And then it just kind of leaves me like, you know, do I still want to do this? It's interfering with my angel stuff.
Right. Oh, my gosh, I can totally relate.
But I still like the work, just the actual medicine and surgery part. I don't like to do all of the other stuff that somebody else can do. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do nail trims. I don't want to, you know. I will when I have to, but that's not what I want to do. So. Anyway, that's kind of in transition deciding.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What would it look like? How would your professional life look if you were doing exactly the way you wanted? And I understand you wouldn't be doing the vet business with all the side demands.
Right. And I guess I'm kind of just trying to decide. I mean, I like it, and I know I'm good at it, and some of the certain aspects like animal behavior I love, and I love talking to people about that and really trying to forward that information to people. I guess I wouldn't mind knowing people who want to do like Reiki with animals. I do not want to do that. I don't feel that's my calling. But if mm-hmm. people want to do that, and then I just got a call for people, you know, to refer to others that want acupuncture, chiropractic, you know, that type of thing done. So I guess, but what I really like is the angel readings, you know, meeting with people and doing and being kind of connector of people. I love going to the classes, learning new things. I'm signed mm-hmm. up for a class Wednesday night, which is about spirit guides and learning about that with Maria, who does, you know, who uh-huh. taught the angel readings. And just expanding awesome. My light worker group, which has been a lot of fun.
Well, welcome to this group. Mm-hmm. This is a light worker group.
Thank you.
Right here, right now. Yeah,
that's
you hit
right.
the right spot. Light workers. Us like-minded light workers have to stick together. It's very
That's
important
right.
to be in a community. It is extremely important, and I've been immersed in a very special community in the last year and a half where I'm able to connect at the cellular level, if you will. And
we meet
by phone every day if we want, and I want to. It's like my spiritual nutrition. But back to you. So I'm getting a block in your energy field. And one question the angels want me to ask you is, as far as the angel reading goes, are you looking at possibly being an animal reader? Like, you know what I'm saying? There are people
no,
who specialize in...
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't really
you
want
human
that.
Beings.
Yes, I like human
okay.
beings. That way.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I love my animals, but that's not my calling.
So as far as your veterinarian practice, can you leave?
Well, it's my own practice, so yes, I can.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So take a deep cleansing breath in and out. So I'm just going to walk you through this. It's super simple. You're going to take a deep breath in and hold. And I'm going to say something and you listen. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with confusion and then blow it out. Good job. Good for me to hear you too, because I can't see you, so I have to hear your breathing. And take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with confusion.
I release all positive
and negative emotional blocks
with confusion. Oh, confusion.
Yeah,
that's
you don't have to say it out loud. You just think it in your head
okay.
when you're doing it. And
say
then
it
you
in
hold
my head
your breath.
And then I just breathe. Okay,
we'll do it one more time. So take a deep breath in and hold. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with confusion and then breathe out. Perfect. So what's happening is we're interrupting the subconscious mind for about 1 to 2 seconds, or the conscious mind, I should say, so we can get right down into the deep subconscious field. And that's why I have you hold your breath for like a second or two, okay? So one more deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with stubbornness and confusion. Okay, perfect. So, you know, we're just doing a real brief release. It's just a sample. This is the kind of work that I do. And what I'm getting from you is that you like to confuse yourself and you're stubborn about it. Like, it's like you do know what to do. You do know your next logical step, but it's almost like you just want to stay in stuck kind of like. And it's not that you're capable of doing whatever you want. I mean, you are. You're an amazing light worker. Definitely have compassion for people, and that's really important if you're going to be a light worker, which you are. So I'm going to do anything coming up around that?
I guess I would say that I do feel that is, you know, my calling. And when I talk to other people, that I do have the gift of saying things to people what they need to hear. That's kind of my gift.
Mm-hmm.
And like people come back to me later and say, what did you say? Can you tell me more about that? And I'm like, I don't even remember what I said. You know, it just kind of came up through and out.
Yes.
And so I had one person that wasn't ready to hear. And so I just have to, you know, ask permission. That was my problem. I didn't ask because they weren't ready, I would say, to hear it. So that's
okay. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal with you. There's a piece of you, there's a small little tiny slice of the pie that doesn't trust yourself, that doesn't really believe that you're good enough to do this, to deliver these messages. Because as soon as you do, as soon as you trust yourself and you believe, like, I'm an awesome angel reader, and really get behind it and step into the power of that, you will have clients coming out your ears. So as long as you're in that state of mind where you're a little confused and reluctant or really not trusting that you know what you're doing, your outside world, your audience, your future clients are going to be gray as well. So when you're clear, they'll come. You just have to get super clear with yourself and trust yourself.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and it really is about, because you already have all the knowledge. You're going to all these classes and courses, and you're continuing and you have enough knowledge right here, right now, to go out and be a professional angel card reader. You don't really need any more education, although why not? It's great to have more. But you have enough tools in your toolbox. And going to classes can be an excuse for you to not live your purpose. And you need to get out there. We need more light workers, you know. So go do it. And, you know, you can still do it even if you're a veterinarian. You don't have to give up the day job yet. Like, I have a full-time day job as a healthcare provider. And I don't, I do them all around my work schedule. And it's very rewarding, as you know. And so your message is, go get it, Mary. Go for it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing and calling in. And I'm going to say thank you and stay on the line. I'm going to see if I can get somebody else here. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I think we have area code 701. You're on the air. Hello? I think 701 doesn't know that she's on the air, or he. So let's keep going, because I know there's somebody out there that needs some assistance. Okay, area code 641. Hello? Mary, can you hear me?
I can. Is it me? Can you hear me?
Oh, wait. I can hear you. Can you hear me? 641? Okay. Back to you, Mary. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you have to do anything on your phone to unmute yourself to talk?
I did not.
I just jumped in.
I did not do anything.
Yep, that was the angels working.
You unmuted me, and then you unmuted me, and I heard 641, and I thought, well, I know that's me, but I don't know if there's anybody else 641, but anyway.
Oh, you're 641.
I'm 641.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'm going to keep on going down this.
You're welcome.
Caller list.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, area code 504, are you there? Hello? That would be you, whoever that is. Okay. Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Michelle, it's Julie. How you doing?
Hi, Julie. Are you 504?
Yes, lovely lady, I am.
Okay, thank you. Great. Yay, welcome to the call. So we just have a couple minutes. Yay, so we have a couple minutes. Go ahead and what's on your mind?
Job.
Okay, be a little more specific.
I want a better paying job.
In your field that you're already in?
Well, I'd love to go in another field, but I guess so. I don't care.
You don't care? Something
no,
that makes you
like
feel good, right?
Yes. Just moving forward.
Okay. All right, perfect. You ready?
I'm ready.
Take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with judgment, and I'm stuck. Take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with irritation, and I'm stuck. Take a deep breath in. I release all positive and negative emotional blocks with sadness, and I'm stuck. Perfect. Take a deep breath in and out. Take a deep breath in. Good. Take a deep breath in. We're going to really close this up quick because I'm almost out of time. I'm so happy, grateful, and thankful that my life is moving forward. Yay. And it is, Julie.
Yay.
Just keep that in mind. Yay. So I'm
okay.
going to just say
you.
A last couple words. I love you, too. You're awesome. You're
Thank
amazing.
You.
Mwah. I'm just going to end the call with just saying this is a little bit of a short call today. I'm just getting back in the groove of the Angel Scoop. In the meantime, if anybody would like any coaching, angel coaching, or get in touch with me, I can be found on Facebook under Michelle Renee, and my last name is Hyken, H-Y-K-E-N, and you can just messenger me. And I'm happy to help in any way I can. I just want to say thank you for everybody to take a little time out of their Sunday. I hope that the card that I pulled in the beginning helped. And thank you, Mary and Julie, for sharing. We really all benefit by that. And I'm sure all of our vibration is higher now as a result. So, yay! Thanks for coming on in. And I will talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned for the next Angel Scoop. Yay!
Yeah.